Hola, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia. And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners, following our dreams, just striving to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right, and we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
And I was jumping on the waves with Carista, and it was like, oh my God, this is the best ever. We get in the car, we get home. She cries because I woke her up. I was like, I wish I didn't have any kids within like 3 hours.
She stopped me right there. She was like, Brisa, I want you to understand this. I seriously believe that our children choose us and we don't choose our children.
Right.
Your baby chose you to be his mom.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what kind of mom he wanted. And he chose you as his mom.
Oh, that's really nice.
We're all sisters here to inspire, support, and guide each other to dream bigger and to enjoy every moment of this extraordinary journey that is womanhood. ¿Listas?
Here we go.
Super Mamas!
Hello!
Summer's still on. Is summer still on?
It is still on.
But I've been seeing so many photos of moms posting that kids are back in school.
I've seen that. I don't know how that works. I know like your sister-in-law.
Yes, her she's son, in San Diego. Yeah.
I don't know. Remember that there's schools that have different tracks?
Oh, right. The track Maybe. System.
I don't know. I don't understand schools. That system.
Oh, schools.
But yeah, I know my girl, we got robbed of a week of vacation.
Oh, so you got robbed?
No. Of a week of summer vacation. We usually have 10 weeks. This year we only had 8.5, which is weird. I don't know how that works. But yeah, summer's still going. And right now you can't see me, but I'm in Oaxaca chilling in a hamaca at mom's house.
That's awesome. That sounds like a dream.
I'm in Oaxaca right now, guys. This is pre-recorded. Well, I'm not in Oaxaca right now.
I'm sure everyone's following your stories and is thinking to themselves, how is she in Oaxaca and recording at the same time? You guys are everywhere. You guys are like ninjas. She flew really quick to make this recording and then she's flying back right now.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. I haven't been in Oaxaca in a year.
That's a long time.
Actually, I was watching the Galagueta live mm-hmm. on YouTube and I put the baby and I was like, watch it. Look, Oaxaca. And the baby's like, uh-huh. And she's like, okay, mom, whatever. But I was just like so excited to see it.
That's awesome.
Be there.
Remember when we used to dance?
Yeah. I was watching it and I was like, I can't even believe that we performed at the Guelaguetza.
I know.
Twice.
No, you did twice. I only did once.
You only did once?
Mm-hmm. You performed twice.
You did two too.
Okay. Well,
you didn't do two?
I know. I only did one.
Okay. I thought you did twice too. But it was so much fun, remember?
Oh my God, so much fun.
So much fun. Oh God, those were really fun times.
I can't believe I was 17. I was like living that life. I'm telling you. And then I watch Euphoria and I'm like, oh my God, that's like a possible thing that's happening right now.
Yeah.
I was never even close to being that wild. Like there at 10, I was maybe like a 2. And I thought I was like crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, yeah. I have a lot of pictures from those vacations.
Really?
I have a lot of pictures.
Do you have any photos of actually dancing at the Galagueta?
Yeah.
We should post those.
I have pictures of us dancing at the Galagueta. I have pictures of us like at the Feria del Mezcal. I have pictures of like all those times with all the friends. And now I look at them and they're like attorneys and like judges and like, you know, executives. And I'm like, if people only knew. And that was so much fun though. That was so much fun.
That was fun.
And I'm excited because the girls are also making really fun memories in Oaxaca. Every time I talk to them,
And they're totally gonna remember now.
Oh yeah,
for sure we'll remember.
For sure. I saw her. FaceTime with them all the time, and I see how like she's getting really close to dad. Because when she's here, she's like more with mom.
Yeah.
But now I see her like on the couch, on dad's couch. And they're just like there, or you know, like she's hugging him and they went to swim and you know, she's just like having a blast.
Aww,
she's
having so awesome.
A great
and I'm
time.
Sure her Spanish is just like above and beyond great right now.
It's good. She sent me a letter, which is funny because I think she's the other way around. She thinks in English and then translates to Spanish. So I can see it. I can see how like when she writes a letter. She said, Mama, me traes un recuerdo, me traes algo de Los Ángeles para que me recuerdo de mi casa. was like, okay, what should I take her from here?
Aww, that's yeah,
she
cute.
Was like, I know. She was like, mamá, por favor, cuando vengas, me traes algo para que me recuerdo de mi casa. And she wrote me a letter, and I was so excited to receive it. But I can see that she is like the total opposite of me when she writes.
That's so cute.
It is. Aww. It is cute. And mom's like having a great time over there with them.
She does love them.
She does.
Well, let's talk about the show for today, because I think it's going to be a really, really fun show.
So fun.
We have Mamacita on the show, Patty Delgado, who is the founder of hijadetumadre.com, mm-hmm. which is a Latina lifestyle brand that we're... Also, the way we met her, and you'll hear on the show, was through the jackets that she mm-hmm. started making a couple years ago. And she is a 100% mamacita. She's living the mamacita life.
Yeah.
Living by herself and her plants, not having any children around to be responsible for, but having a business that she's running.
I know.
So it's just so amazing. And she's so young.
She's super young.
She's got like that smart. Young spirit. I feel that, I felt like being that, what is her name? The evil lady from Beauty and the Beast that steals the youth from people. You know, I think it's like the new... No, Beauty and the Beast. Blancanieves.
Snow oh, White. You.
Yes, I feel like becoming... Like maybe I should surround myself with a bunch of these youngins and just steal their young energy.
I know. I mean,
like, what is life being 20-something again?
We learn a lot from her. We learn so what much. A mall chola is, what a mall punk is. And we realize that you were a mall groover and I was a mall chola.
Well, and point. Also... Just to think about it, we always forget that we were once 20-something years old and we were once a certain way. And now we're moms, so our brain just has shifted. So it's always good to just go back and think, okay, you know, maybe I shouldn't be so controlling with my kids.
Yeah.
Like, what brought out the good of me? Like, what was my mom like when I was the best? So just... puts things into perspective.
I know. I realize after speaking to all these women how much of an impact your mother makes in you.
Oh like, my God, yes. You know?
Like all the
so
things.
So much pressure.
So much pressure or like so much like pushing or so much hope or, you know, I did this because my mom was trying to do this for me or it was annoying at the time, but I thank my mom and yeah. I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. What was I looking at? Something. I was looking at something. I don't know. Some awards or something. And... Oh, yes. I was reading the intro of our book.
Oh, I was reading some awards. Oh, no. I was reading the book that you wrote.
Well, I was reading the book. I was reading the intro. ¿Cómo se dice? Las gracias. And every time...
Oh, yeah. Our acknowledgements.
Acknowledgements.
Yeah, I know. That was like the best thing.
And honestly, every time I was reading it, I was crying. I was crying because I was like...
I cried as I was writing it. Like it really came out of a really like deep place.
Yeah.
It was like 1 o'clock in the morning and I was sitting on the computer and I was like, all right, let's do this. And I just poured out of my heart.
It was so good. It's so good. And I was thinking, I hope that some days my kids say things like this about me. Because
you better start being brave. You better start crossing borders.
I am crossing borders every day. But you know what I mean? Like, I just yeah. felt like, and like, I we really
maybe
do.
Maybe you should move to another country.
We really do feel like that about our parents.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And so it's like, how do I make my children proud? How do I, you
move
know?
Move to China.
Move to China.
Move across a border.
Vete a la China.
Start a new life China. In a country you didn't know the language of. And risk everything to yeah, provide yeah. your child for a better life.
That's a lot of pressure. Anyway, that's what happened.
But yes, we have Patty. But before, let's get to our Super Mom Picker Tip of the Week before we get to the interview.
Hey, Super Mamas. Paulina and Brisa here. We just want to remind you to rate and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher. Follow us on Spotify, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, have you seen us rocking our Super Mama swag? Well, we want you to join in. Use promo code SMPODCAST at checkout on supermamas.com/swag for 15% off your next order. Again, that's code SMPODCAST on supermamas.com/swag for 15% off. Okay, now back to the show.
We're back. Here's my picker tip of the week. What I am loving or what I recommend you guys and what I think every person should have in their home is a massage ball.
Oh.
I think you talked about the massage balls way back, and we made these at Pix a long time ago, and they were two little Kiva balls that I got. And those are great for certain like trigger points. But the one that I've been using the most recently, and I've had it for a very, very long time, it is a, the way it's spelled on Amazon, it says GoFit 5-inch massage ball, muscle pain management. You guys don't have to buy that one. That one's $19.99. There's so many different ones. Like I see another one that is $11.19. There's, but the one I have is about 5 to 7 inches. And honestly, it's as if you were getting, we're getting a massage at home. I think it's just so important that people give themselves massages and people take care of their bodies that way, not just stretching, but especially between this long muscle that connects your elbow to the side of your back. I don't know how you say this area, like underneath your armpit and above your armpit.
Yeah.
Along, like along the side of your body.
The shoulder blade?
But the shoulder blade's in the back, isn't it? The shoulder blade
in the
back?
In the front of the shoulder blade?
I would say like raise your arm.
Behind your boob.
Yeah. Behind, but not behind you, to the side of your boob.
To the side of your boob.
And then just like this whole area, when you massage that area, it's going to hurt a lot, but it's so good, especially those of us who are on the computer all the time because we don't stretch those muscles out.
Okay.
So that's my...
Well, since we're there, I'm going to give a shout out to this place that I went. I went to get a Korean spa, and I've always gone to different places, but I went to this one, and I'm going to tell you why I love it. I got a 30-minute scrub and a 1-hour massage. This lady got on top of me. She was stepping on me. What? She was kneeing me. She was elbowing me. But
I like it rough.
But it was the best massage I've gotten in like a long time. I realized my favorite part of the massage is my the head massages. Head massages are the best. She decongested my whole nose. Anyway, it's called Hugh Spa, H-U-G-H Spa. It's in Koreatown. And all of that was $100.
Crazy.
Which is like really good compared if you look at for like massages or things. It was an hour and a half and it was incredible. They have this, it's a small place. It's only women. It's the first time that I go, but I will definitely go back. It's very mellow. It's very, it's different than other places, but I would definitely come in back. And if you are looking for food, under there, there's like a all-you-can-eat Korean buffet, so you can go there after. But I'm definitely doing it like a monthly thing to go there because that's my $100 budget.
All right.
So, Hugh Spa, Korean.
All right.
Koreatown.
See? All about self-care.
Yep.
We're all about self-care here. Let's get on with the interview with Patty Delgado, founder of Hija de Tu Madre. Welcome to the show, Patty.
Oh my God.
So the reason why we don't say anything when you come in is because you're waiting for us to actually talk on the mic. I don't want you to think we're rude. Like, oh, just come in here. They just sit
I was
me
like,
in this
am
chair.
I late? What did I do wrong?
Why is everyone mad at me? Why are they saying
hi? Let me just leave the good conversation for the mic.
Am I in trouble?
The thing what happens is that when people come in, we're like, hi, they start talking. And I'm like, no, wait. I don't want to talk to you. Let me turn the mic on. How are you?
You guys are the pros.
How are you?
I'm great.
It worked. Did we scare you? Or you're like...
No, you didn't scare me, but I was like, oh, I thought I did something wrong. I legit thought, like, me even a regaña.
Well, let's sit down. Let's talk because we have something serious to discuss with you.
We're having an intervention. Let's start from the beginning. Do you have kids? Who do you live with? Tell us a little bit about your life. Yeah.
Tell us all the 411 about Patty Delgado.
Oh my God. So no kids. Don't know that feeling.
Pets. Are you a
You know what? You don't want
mom?
You don't want that life. So
you don't.
Good for you, girl.
Kidding. No kids as of now. Can I say I'm a plant mom?
Oh,
is that problematic?
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I love plant moms.
And I live alone. I live in Boyle Heights, and then my office is in Boyle Heights.
Oh, you live alone with your plants?
Yeah.
That sounds like a dream.
And you get there. No, well, you know what? I always say that. I always say the same thing. But now that my girls are not here, I'm completely depressed. Aww. So then I don't know. Then I'm just like,
Get plans. I don't know. Get plans, Paulina.
Una ni other. I have plans. And I have a baby that keeps me busy, but I'm still like, oh my God, it's just too much, too silent. I don't know. Crazy, crazy. But good for you and your plans.
Thank you. We're happy. We're in a happy relationship.
That's good. That's good.
They demand of you just enough. They be telling you when they're thirsty, you give them water.
That's it.
We communicate our needs. It's great.
Tell us what's keeping you busy these days.
So like my other baby keeps me busy. My company, Hija de Tu Madre, keeps me up at night. And it's a Latina lifestyle brand that I started 3 years ago. And that controls my life.
Sounds like a child.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah. That is a child. That is like a higher, it's like a more demanding. So at least like your kids, like when they sleep, you sleep. But a business doesn't let you sleep at night.
You were at our social and we were so happy to have you there. Number one, when I first quote unquote met you on Instagram, I didn't know the face behind the brand. I just knew the beautiful jackets and you sent a few jackets to us. I honestly thought you were a mom and I thought that you had started this jacket company
for kids.
And then as I started to know you a little better, I realized number one, you're not a mom. Number two, jackets were only one part of your business. It's like, oh, okay.
A very small part of your business. I think that's all you have for kids. And then the rest is for women. Right. I'm like,
wait a minute. She's not a mom? But I love those jackets to this day are still one of the most highest complimented jackets that I have with my son. I mean, right now is summer, so we can't really wear them, but they're so lightweight too. And they're perfect. And I know a lot of moms loved your brand at the social. They got to meet you too. And I think a lot of moms are familiar with your brand on Instagram. And we'd love to know a little bit about your brand. And maybe you can share a little bit about, from concept to creation, how from the idea to launching the site, like how long did it take and what was the process like?
So I started the company 3 years ago and it's actually like pivoted a lot. So I used to be a graphic designer and then one day I had this idea of like, I'm going to make bilingual greeting cards. And I like did a photo shoot and a logo and then I never made the business. I just like forgot to make a company. And then I moved to Mexico. I lived in Mexico City for a little bit.
How long?
6 months. And it was
where?
I lived in La Juarez, which is really close to like Condesa, Roma. And it was an incredible experience.
What was your favorite place to go eat there?
Oh my God. Casa de Toño.
Okay, I know.
I lived in Coyoacan.
Oh,
for incredible 2 years. I loved it.
Beautiful.
Best.
Yeah, no. Mexico City is a dream. Like that's my goal in life is to like have anchor babies here in LA and then move to Mexico City and live my best bougie Mexican life. I don't know. I'm working on it.
I don't even know what anchor baby is, but I'm assuming that you mean like
someone's gonna call me out in the comments.
I don't know what an anchor baby is. Do you mean like you want to have a baby, leave them here, and then you can live there?
No, have babies here so they have like American citizenship.
Yeah, got it.
Oh, got it. Yeah, got it. I was like,
you want to do the other way around.
Oh, got it. Oh, anchor baby. I thought it was like a business term.
Hey, you could make that into a business.
Tax write-off. Hey, that's a great business move. I'm gonna talk to
great.
Someone about
Trust
it.
Me. No, the write-offs are not
worth
great.
It. It's not okay, worth never it. Mind.
I wish you could write off sitters and
everything.
School.
I wish you could write off everything. You can't. It's a lie. It's all a lie.
Yeah, no, it's they not. Gave you the credit they gave you. I'm like, do you understand the credit you're giving me doesn't even compare to the actual expense of this child?
No.
Government?
No.
Anyway, no. Let's not talk about that.
Doesn't
right?
make, it this doesn't is make not, tax sense.
This is not a tax
episode.
But so you want to have an anchor baby and then go live your best bougie Mexico City life.
Absolutely.
Okay. So you moved to Mexico City and then you came back and you said, okay, I'm going to start this greeting card stuff. Or what happened?
So the greeting card stuff didn't work out because greeting cards. And so when I moved to Mexico City, I had a travel blog called Hija de Tu Madre. And I was like traveling. I was in Belize. I was in Guatemala. I was in Oaxaca. And I was just like documenting that experience under hijadetumadre.com. And the name was just perfect because one, I already owned the domain name. And two, it was just super like sassy and tongue in cheek. And I think it was just like the perfect way to describe like my pocha experience in Mexico. And so when I came back, when I was done from traveling, this was like during the Trump election. So there's like a lot of anti-immigrant sentiment in the media. And I think like just like this really, I felt like the need to create a safe space. And I wasn't traveling anymore, so the blog didn't really make sense for me. But I had this idea for jacket and wearable culture. And it was just like the perfect climate, like this really awful atmosphere was really like the birthing place for me to create a fashion brand that like empowered and represented a lot of people who are being really negatively affected by the media and the stereotype. So that's why I started Hija de Tu Madre as a brand. And I launched in November and that was it. And then I committed myself full time to this by April.
Oh, wow. Were you working somewhere else before or like you came in and you went all full on this?
Yeah. So I had another business at the time. I was like a freelance graphic designer, and web designer. So I had a lot of flexibility to work from home. Mm-hmm. And that afforded me like a lot of time to work on this side project.
Which became a full,
yeah,
full-time project for you.
Exactly.
Do you still do web design work and graphic design work for other people?
No. So I had to like say bye to all my clients, which was really tough, but also like what a relief. Mm-hmm. and Hija de Tu Madre, it came to a point where like I just knew I would make more money if I just focused more on this business. And it was just like fulfilling my soul,
right,
in ways that like client work could never fulfill me. So I just bet it on myself.
Why Hija de Tu Madre? I mean, just because it's a different term for it means a lot of different things from, yeah, different people, right? Even my mom calls me Hija de Tu Madre sometimes.
It's like I think it's like the word cabrón too, you know?
Yeah.
It's got like, you don't know, wait, when you say cabrón or cabrona, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Which side are you talking of? Which part, right, of me are you speaking to?
Right. It can be polarizing. it's very political. No. I like Hija de Tu Madre because one, it's just like the perfect phrase to describe like my experience growing up. I think that like, especially like when you were, like grow up in like a dual cult or like a multicultural environment, right? Like I think that there's like this recklessness, right? Like I just want to listen to punk rock, mom, and like she doesn't understand like why I don't want to like like stay at home and like eat frijoles. Like I want to go to the punk show, or like this like constant like fighting these two cultures and like this recklessness. And I think like me constantly like fighting and like navigating these two cultures like allowed, was like a great opportunity for my mom to say like Hija de Tu Madre a lot to me. It invited that type of phrase. And I think too, I think it's just like a great way to describe women who just do whatever the hell they want. And I think like that's the type of customer I'm appealing to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually tell my kids that sometimes. Hija de Tu Madre. But it's like also it means like Hija de Tu Madre. Also, I feel it's like, you are a reflection of me, right? When I tell my kids that, yes, Hija de Tu Madre, it's like, oh my God, I see myself so much in you that it annoys me. No, really, it,
yeah,
is.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's like, ay, Hija de Tu Madre. Like,
do you use the P word in the middle as, no, a reflection of you too?
No, no, no.
I think too, like, that's another part,
yeah,
of
it. I mean, if you add one more there, it's just like, it just becomes a totally different thing.
A reflection of your true self, you know?
No, no, no.
Wait, so tell me about your punk rock. I didn't know you were a punk rocker. Mm-hmm. So you remind me of my friend Javi. Javi is such a punk rocker. I think you guys would two get along. Do you know Javi? The
Who's
teenage
Javi?
Glutster. The Glutster.
Oh,
the Glutster,
cool. Yeah, yeah, I think,
oh yeah,
so.
He's like hardcore East LA punk rocker.
Oh, really?
Also dual.
Oh my God.
You know, like just personalities. It's really interesting for me to see him in that world because I've never seen that. I know him for, I think, 10 years, but I've, wow, never even been to a punk show with him because he becomes like a different person. Mm-hmm. And how was that growing up? And so you come from, I'm assuming, Mexican parents?
Yeah, both of my parents are from Jalisco, Mexico. They got married. They moved to Boyle Heights. And then we grew up in the IE. So I primarily grew up in the Inland Empire. But yeah, I was like a mall punk growing up. So I'm also like the first.
A mall?
A mall punk, yes.
Can you describe it?
Let
that
me break
is?
It down.
Please, thank you.
Like the mall?
So
we're going
mall
to the mall?
Punk, punk is like a fake punk. So like, I really liked Hot Topic. And
oh,
like,
got it, got it, got it.
Like, this is El Diablo. Let's go to Sears. And I was like, I want Sears.
I want Hot Topic.
and so then like I'd have to like sneak and like take all my quince money and go to like Hot Topic and buy stuff, and then my mom would throw it in the trash. It was like this really toxic cycle of like me having to like go behind my mom's back to Hot Topic.
Did you pierce anything? My sister pierced her tongue.
I pierced my tongue.
So I've definitely had my septum pierced many times.
Your what?
My septum, like the middle part near my nose. And then I used to stretch my ears. And then like my mom didn't really understand what it was. She was like, oh, mira, qué bonitos aretes, until she realized what I was doing. And then she like, of course, threw it away. Yeah, a lot of waste.
A lot of waste. Trust me, I know. Yeah, yeah. You know what? I was actually recently looking through my high school pictures with my husband, and he was like, why did you dress like that? Because I used to dress like a gangster.
I know you and did. Oh, like a little cholita.
I used to dress like a little cholita. I had like my big pants.
You were a mall chola.
I was a mall chola. I definitely was a mall chola, for sure. And then my husband was like, ¿y tus papás no te decían nada? And I was like, you know what? No. Maybe. I don't know. But all my pictures, I have like baggy pants and like a tight shirt, and my lips are like, I have liner, a line, right, and like a brown inside. I was a mall chola.
You had a brown liner and a white inside.
Yeah.
And mall then chola, you're too for little, sure. Like a,
no.
Yeah. Mall chola for life.
Mall chola and a mall punk.
Yeah.
I was that with Hot Topic.
You were kind of like a rebel. I was
everything.
You had like purple lips and like, ooh, you used to wear like...
I went through my Gruber phase.
Gruber.
A mall Gruber.
She was a mall Gruber.
Which I also like, you know, glitter all over my body. Like, wait, an Gruber, Elmo chain.
Are those like the underground rave kids?
Yes. She was a Gruber.
But I never went to a rave. Like an Elmo chain.
Yeah.
A purple shirt.
Yeah. And your lips are purple.
Yes,
yeah.
And glitter all over my body.
Yeah.
And white tennis shoes with multicolored laces.
Oh, God.
But, like, for a semester.
Mall? A semester.
It wasn't even, like, a real thing.
I guess.
I recently had to request my high school transcripts and face the reality of my junior high and high school grades. And I just keep thinking, how mom and dad ever, do they even care?
I don't think so. I mean, they didn't care.
Bad grief.
Maybe they care. Maybe they care, but they were
and
so busy.
And also my sense of thought that I was an okay student. I was a horrible student.
Me too.
Oh my God. I had C's and D's throughout high school. I had one good semester, and I think that's the only semester I made myself believe that was my entire high school.
Wow.
My 11th grade second semester was the only semester where I had A's and B's.
That's the one that counts for college.
That's what someone told me. And I think that's the only semester I tried. But I only had C's, F's. I had a bunch of F's.
I'm gonna tell you, like, the last year of my high school year was I was under contract. I was under contract because I would ditch so much, and like, I had to be under contract. They were gonna send me to continuation, and I was like, oh my God, no. So I had to sign. I mean, that's the truth behind the Super Mamas.
But who cares? Now we have a business. Okay, tell me about what is it like to have what's it like to be a small business owner, Patty?
It's really hard. It's really hard. Yeah, I'm really working on like being more vulnerable and like transparent about like how miserable I am a lot of the time, because it like really is a lot of self-sacrifice. And like the journey isn't linear, right? It's not like you just like keep going up steps. You just like keep falling down, and then you go up a couple steps, and then you fall even farther. And I feel like that's where I'm at. It's like I'm very much still figuring it out.
So you're miserable.
Let's unpack that. This is going to be a therapy session.
Yeah, no, I
so
feel you, girl.
What makes you miserable about it? How does that make you feel?
It is totally true, though. People glamorize having a business, and they're like, oh my God, you're a business owner, and this is so incredible. And like, but and the truth is, there's so many things that come into play that, like, let's say at the restaurant, right? People they just see like, oh my God, there's so much people in your restaurant. You must be like packing money. And I'm like, do you see my card? And I'm like, do you see how many hours I'm there? Do you see how many people I have to deal with? Do you see all the problems?
Do you want to see my tax bill?
Do you want to see my tax bill? Do you want to see all the letters I get from like the IRS and then this and then that tax and that tax and that permit and that insurance, and then the world of insurances and the world of claims.
I should have been in an insurance world.
I swear. There's insurances to have insurance. Like there's insurance for everything, right?
I mean, how many insurances do you have, Patty?
I have business insurance. I mean, I don't know if I want to like put this out there because maybe this could bite me.
Okay. Okay, let's not talk about that.
I have enough.
Okay, let's not talk about that. But what have been some of the hardships that you faced in the past, let's say, year that you, looking from the outside in, maybe didn't think could happen or just caught you left-handed, or what's it called? Caught you...
Blindsided.
That blindsided you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a lot of, I think, like personal things that also like affect my business, but... I think, so I have like a really small team. It's me and two other people. And something that like really caught me off guard is like people can quit. People are like, what? You don't want to work for me anymore? What do you mean? Like people have their own dreams. That's yes. So crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't.
Yeah.
What?
People have their own dreams? What the hell?
What? People want to start their own businesses? And so I think like that was actually like, honestly, like that was a real breakup. Like letting or like having one of my employees leave so she could work on her own business. I think like that was really heartbreaking. And I think too, like, then like having to like find a new dynamic with a new team member, like mm-hmm. that's, building another relationship. Mm-hmm. So I think like the relationships falling apart and then rebuilding them or like finding new relationships. I think like I never anticipated like how much work that would be, emotional time, money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Finding good people
for sure.
Finding good people is hard, and people that are committed and that are, you know, dreaming the same thing you're dreaming, because it's what it's right. all about, right? It's just having the same dream, but some people have their own thing and they're like just there while whatever happens.
Right.
And then it's hard.
And I think too, something that I'm realizing is like, you know, like skill level isn't enough. It's like the emotional intelligence and like what someone can bring emotionally to your team dynamic and to your company is like, as equally as important. And so like, I don't know, like, does this person have the emotional intelligence? Or, like, do they understand like the type of company culture that I'm trying to create? And like, can we vibe like that is also like, how do you find that on a resume? You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a lot of trial and error and I'm figuring it out.
I know. Well, one of the things that I really like about you is first of all, people don't know how young you are. People need to understand how young you are and how I think at that age is when, well, at any age, right? But at a very young age, you decided to just like go for it. And how did you make that decision of just going for it?
What did your mom say?
What did your parents say? Like, oh, you're not getting a real job? You know, like the Latino hustle is like, wait, what do you mean you're not going to get a job? Like, how did you navigate that part? And how did you decide to just go for it and follow your dream?
Yeah, so one, I'm a Virgo sun, Aquarius rising. So
I knew it.
So
as soon as I saw you, that's exactly what I thought.
Do I have to say anything else after that? No, I'm just kidding. So like the Virgo in me just does. You know what I mean? Like I just do. And I think like when I have an idea, like it's so hard for me to like let it go. Like just for the sake of my sanity, like I just have to do it. Just like, ugh, just like get it out of the way. So that was part of it. And I just knew that the market needed something like my brand, just like I'm sure you too as well. Like the timing was right for a brand like mine to exist. And I just knew, like I was just so confident in that this could be something really big and that this could be a brand that so many other customers could identify with. And I think like my family too saw that as well. And I think my parents are like very encouraging of like all my pendejadas and my crazy ideas. And my parents have never really like forced me to like get a job. I think like they're very entrepreneurial. And even though they've had many jobs, they've also had many failed businesses. Mm-hmm. And they've always had this like very strong entrepreneurial spirit. And that obviously like passed over onto me. So I don't know. I think like my parents have always been very encouraging and they're just so down for Hija de tu Madre. They're my biggest fans.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
Thank you.
What can you, can you remember what is it that maybe your mom or your parents did when you were growing up to encourage your pendejadas that made that then turn into who you are today? Not to say pendejadas in a negative sense, but in the great sense of just encouraging you to make mistakes.
Yeah. I think that... So, like, my parents are immigrant parents. And so, like, obviously, like, I didn't really learn, like, American culture from my parents. I learned that from, like, TV and my friends. And so I think, like, my parents had a hard time, like, watching me rebel and, like, watching me, I don't know, have green hair and make piercings on my body. But I think that they had just, like, kind of... They've always just like allowed me to figure it out, you know, like, yeah, she looks crazy. Yeah, she's probably worships Satan, but like, we're just going to let her figure it out. Like, my parents have always been the type to just like, let me do me, or like, even when I, this is another podcast episode, but I majored in religious studies. And obviously my parents were like, what, you want to be a nun? And they just like always encouraged me to just figure it out. Like, I have a lot of crazy ideas, but my parents like never really intercepted any of them. They just kind of like stood by the sidelines and took embarrassing photos of me. So I think that, I don't know, they've just done, I think like for Latino parents, like they've just done a good job of like not controlling my life.
Well, no, that's a lesson for us too. I mean, as parents, because we are that, I am that Latino parent that wants to control everything my daughter thinks. And I'm like, why do you want to dress like that? No, you got to dress like this and you got to do this. And because it's a reflection of me, right? And it's kind of like a battle, because remember that time they were telling us your kids are a reflection of you. And after that, I'm like, no, you got to leave the house peinada at least, you know?
Right.
But also just if she doesn't like it, like, how am I going to force her to do it? And it's just like a battle. As a parent, it's a battle. So it's good to hear you saying that I should kick it a little bit.
I will say that a show about a nun who worships Satan would be pretty cool.
For real.
I know you have a big support system around your friends. You have your jefa's crew. Can you talk a little bit about that and what you guys talk about when you, no one's listening? Can I be God. Can I be in your
can
group?
I be in?
Oh my God.
Can I hang out?
It's too X-rated.
Never no. An X-rated for Super Mamas. Believe me.
Do you know who we are? We're being the X to rate it.
I believe you.
Honestly. Oh, I got to talk about this podcast that I heard over the weekend.
Oh, I was listening totally to another different. Episode where, Patricia, you mentioned something how like Paulina... Like tail? Oh no! You guys tailgate at like one of your kids?
Oh, that was a friend of my sister's.
Yo, I need those kinds of friends.
No, wait, I got those kind of friends. Believe
she tailgates me. At her friends at her kids. At soccer her kids practice. Soccer practice.
I mean, you gotta survive. You know, on her birthday party, we were just getting turned. Like on my Hada's birthday party, we're getting turned. We're like, where's the micheladas at? Where's the wine? She got the little bar area over there for us.
Okay, let's talk about your half.
Yeah, so Las Jefas is me, Brittany Chavez of Shop Latinx, and then Julissa Prado of Rizos Curls. And
yeah, all good looking girls, by the way. Mm-hmm. Young, childless,
can we good kick looking it?
Young Latinas. Like,
bring them over.
I was,
let's have
if
a party.
I was a dude right now,
oh my God.
I mean, I'd be all over that.
I'm flattered. Thank you. No, we're a good time. So the reason why we call ourselves Las Jefas is because we are each, you know, like founders of our own company. And then we're all really good friends and we really love to give back and create spaces where we can share what we've learned and share about our failures and share about our successes. So we do a lot of like workshops and panels that center entrepreneurship or like very specific topics about like social media marketing or like e-commerce and revenue. So yeah, please like look out for our events. We're a good time.
That's amazing. I'm so, and I've met them. They're all super nice. ¿Cómo se dice? Buenas niñas. Son buenas niñas.
Buenas niñas. Yeah. I mean, they're all, yeah. Son buenas niñas. Yeah. Son buenas niñas. I'm telling you.
It's a Mexican thing. You understand me? Son buenas niñas. You know what I mean?
I would love to hear that.
Son niñas bien.
Sí, son niñas bien.
Son niñas bien. Hashtag niñas bien.
Bien centradas.
Bien centradas.
Son mujeres centradas. Yeah. That's what my dad would say. Qué buenas niñas.
Qué centrada. Muy centrada. Muy trabajadora.
Muy trabajadora.
Muy
centrada. Les echa muchas ganas a la
vida. That would be my dad talking about you guys.
That's like us now talking about them. That's horrible. Oh my God, I feel old.
No. No. Well, let me tell you something. I wanted to share this with you guys because yesterday, I don't know if you went to church yesterday, but
I did.
It was freaking incredible.
Oh my God. Incredible. That guy made me feel like I can go to the moon. Yes. Honestly, that man, I forgot the name of that pastor.
I don't know. I never got to get his name.
We're going to look for it and link it in the show notes.
I took so many notes, but it was...
You guys should go to church, by the way.
Yeah, okay. That's all you need in your life, church. LA. Uh-huh. And he talked about the potential. And he said the potential is the capacity to become or behave in any way possible, and that your purpose will require potential. Purpose will stretch you and will challenge your capacity. And he was talking about, you know, how does one go ahead? Like, how does one get ahead in life, and why a lot of us feel guilty about it, right? And he was saying, we're not better than other people. We're different. And the difference is what makes God wants you to be different, because everybody that he put his blessings on was different. And everybody was going crazy. Oh my God.
He was dropping some diamonds.
I took so many notes.
They weren't even gems. They were diamonds. I mean, somehow. He was really... He talked about
social media, which I loved. And he said, you got to be careful not to be jealous of the things that should be inspiring you instead of being jealous of. And I was like, oh, that's good. Because he also said that social media can open your mind to things that you didn't know existed.
Or possible.
And then make you want those things. But not to, in a jealous way, but like, oh, inspiring way. And I was like, oh, yes. It was so good.
And I think that's what you guys do.
Yes.
In your crew. You guys inspire one another instead of fighting for each other's space. You guys know that there's a seat right next to one another and grow bigger and together. So I really, really love that. And I don't like when people say things that, you know, women are this or women are that, or Latinos are this, Latinos are that, because I know so many Latinas and Latinos who, not only women, men, it's a community who are now inspiring each other and who are now building things together and who want to just create a bigger community. So every time someone tells me certain things about a community, I always say, no, I don't think that's true. I can name so many women, so many people that are now working together to create something bigger. So I love that you and those incredible girls, who I also consider my friends, are doing that.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I totally agree. I think when people say like, oh, the Latina community is like this or it's like that or no one wants to support each other, I'm like, where though? Because like all I feel is support and love, and like there's nowhere that I would have gone this far or even been able to start if like I didn't have a community behind me always rooting for me.
For sure.
That's amazing. For sure. Well, thanks for being here. Let's take a break and then come back with our fire questions.
Yay!
Hey sisters, thank you so much for listening. Hope all of you guys are subscribed to our newsletter. If you're not, make sure you hit that subscribe button on supermamas.com. We will be sending out invites to upcoming events, promos, and super cool surprises your way. And of course, you can always keep up with us through the gram @_supermamas and on Twitter, also @_supermamas, and in the face @supermamaspodcast.
Oh, one more thing. We want to hear your supermama moment of the week to share with all of you sisters. Calling to our hotline 424-329-3707 and leave us a message, or simply email us a voice note to hello@supermamas.com. Very soon, we could be featuring you on the show. Please remember to leave your name and Instagram handle for a chance to be featured.
Okay, now back to the show.
Time for fire questions. Are you ready? These are going to be very telling of who you are. I'm going to show you. Okay.
All right.
Ariel or Jasmine?
Ariel.
Yay.
Ginger. I don't know. It's a thing.
Texting or phone call?
Phone call.
Oh.
Dinner and a movie or Netflix and chill?
Netflix and chill.
Online shopping or in-person shopping?
Oh, online shopping.
Early riser or night owl?
Night owl.
Beyonce or J-Lo?
This is controversial. Okay, Beyonce.
You forgot the first one. It was first Beyonce or Selena. And then you were going to say...
I didn't see it. Sorry. I started. Beyonce or Selena?
Oh my God. The listeners are going to come for me.
No.
I th- OK, Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to say Beyonce. Okay?
All right. It's fine.
Controversial. I don't know.
Usually we ask that first because most people say Selena just because it's like the de facto, right? But then you hit it with Beyonce or J-Lo. And then you're like, whoa. I don't know. Right? Tampons or pads?
Tampons.
Boxers or briefs? To a guy.
Can I say boxer briefs?
Okay. Oh, yeah. I like that. Those are sexy. Well, because you know what a trusa is, right?
No.
Okay.
Well, I told you that people don't know what a trusa is.
Coffee or tequila?
Okay, tequila.
Tequila or mezcal?
Mezcal.
Taco Tuesday or happy hour margaritas?
Taco Tuesday.
Sex or a massage?
Massage.
Here's another one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Massage or masturbation?
Oh my God. That's kind of the same thing, though. No. You're touching, you're feeling, there's oil.
Either someone gives you a massage or a masturbation is yourself.
I mean, there's not a lot of people that can do what my vibrator does, so I'm going to say masturbation.
Yeah.
I always think that's what I'm telling people. It's different when you say sex or massage and masturbation mm-hmm. and massage. Is a difference.
It's yeah. a difference.
It's getting hot. I'm sweating.
Thank you so much for your honesty and candor. Yeah. Where can girls find you? Where can we get your merch? How can we ask you questions? Where can we stalk you?
Yeah, you can follow me at Party Skinny. That's my personal Instagram. And then you can keep up with Hija de tu Madre at Hija de tu Madre or hijadetumadre.com.
Thank you so Perfect. Much for coming. Thank Please you. Come back.
What an honor.
Anything else that you want to say? Any upcoming events, any new merch, any new, projects you're working on that you would like to share?
Yeah, so please look out for Hija de tu Madre at BeautyCon LA. Woo! We're going to have a booth.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love BeautyCon.
I'm so excited. I'm sharing the booth with Julissa of Rizzo's Girls. So please come and stop by, shop. And then we're working on a bunch of back to school products. So you can get those at Hija de tu Madre.com.
Awesome. Congrats.
All right. We'll see you next time. Come back.
Gracias.
Bye.